Okay, you want to go ahead and try again, please?
Okay, how's that? We got the volume working a little better?
That's better. Yes, thank you, Commissioner.
Okay, welcome to our virtual meeting of the Board of County Commissioners. We will go ahead and get started by building our agenda. We have on today's agenda 16 items on the consent agenda, and 36 items on our regular agenda. Right now, we'll go through the process. Anything that we do not hold for discussion will be placed on the consent agenda and approved. My first comment is on consent agenda item number 11. Is there anything before that?
No.
Not me.
Okay. I'd like to table number 11.
Okay.
Commissioner, this is Gary Ratcliffe.
Yes.
Item number 7, there was some discussion, I think, previously with, I can't remember which commissioner, but we were looking at maybe postponing that for 2 weeks till we,
okay,
till we get an agreement made between the two entities, between the county and the vendor.
Okay, thank you. We'll continue item number 7 for 2 weeks. I do not have anything else on the consent agenda.
Could we, this is Commissioner Lee, could we also table item number 14 until after our closed meetings when we come back in open session?
Okay. Table that. Okay, moving to our regular agenda.
Commissioner Ainge, I do have our regular agenda item number 7 to be stricken.
Okay, yep, I have that note too. We'll strike regular agenda item number 7. I think we also need to strike regular agenda item number 18.
Yes.
That was my understanding, because that's in May, right? We've set the,
right,
the public hearing for, yep, May.
Correct.
Yep. I think this just got carried back on here.
Could, okay, could we hold number 11?
Hold number 11 for discussion. Okay.
And hold number 21.
Hold 21. Okay. I would like to table number 23.
Okay.
Number 28 and 30, I'd just like to make a note. Both of those should be approved for ratification instead of as written. Those are parts of the merger agreement that I think we already had emails with multiple commissioners approving, and I believe my signature is already attached to those.
This is Ben Van Noy from the County Attorney's Office. That is correct, Commissioner.
Okay, I don't have any other notes. Commissioner Lee or Ivy, anything else?
Those are the ones,
nope,
I had covered, so.
Okay, so as we mentioned, things are now placed on consent and approved, everything that we didn't hold for discussion. I'll pause for a moment, and if any of those items that we are now not planning to discuss and that are approved, if there's any public comment associated with those agenda items. Okay, hearing none, we will move into those items that we have held for discussion. Which is item number 11 on the regular agenda.
Commissioner, were you on to table that till after, or go ahead on it now? I'd made a note of
no,
table.
No, item 11 was not tabled. This was Commissioner Lee wanted to hold it for discussion of some of these property tax items.
Richard, I think you're thinking consent 11. We're on regular.
I'm on the wrong 11.
Yep.
This is regarding the property
table.
This is regarding the property tax actions, the recommendation letter. This is Anthony Lube from the county attorney's office on the line, so I can answer any questions that you may have.
Yes, this is Commissioner Lee. In reviewing this, I would like to bring our attention to there's three items. The first one is G. Kevin Jones. Let me get there on it. It's on
bottom of
on our electronic documents. It's right around page 13.
Okay.
So this one here, it appears like there's multiple parcels involved with a total that he's applying for, or he's proposing of $53.39. He goes down through and talks about his father. He's a caregiver for his father. Apparently his name and his father's name is pretty close to the same. And in reviewing this, As I looked at it and saw what I could possibly see as the mixed up in the correspondence, I'd like to consider this one for an abatement of that penalties and interest for those three parcels, which would total $53.39.
I don't have any issue with that, Commissioner Lee.
No, that's fine.
On that basis.
Okay. The second one is on page, if you're doing electronic document again, I'm trying to scroll down to it. It's on page, roughly page 48. It's John and I think his wife, and then his wife and Davenport. Let me get there. Okay, this one I was trying to follow everything through to try to understand a little better about it. As I understand through reading through the documentation on it, it looks like they tried to make the payment, but the routing number, there was a routing number issue in which it came back, and then they were suggesting that the routing number is correct on there. That they should just put it through. I'm not sure exactly what happened with this one, but it appears, at least from my observation with it, like they tried to pay their taxes and it did not happen for whatever reason. And so they're asking for a refund or an abatement of $26.43. And so on that one, I would recommend that we grant that one as well.
This is Anthony. I wanted to just provide some clarification on that one. With the Davenport, they actually filed late. the first, and so they had assessed the first penalty. There was some confusion when they did make payment that the county recorder was able to clarify. I said county recorder. I'm trying to remember. Actually, it might have been the treasurer's office. Whoever was working with them, though, took off any of the fees or interest because of any issues with the processing of their payment. But because that first payment was still after the deadline, that penalty was still there. And they were trying to convey that to the Davenports. And I don't think the Davenports were understanding that that first penalty wasn't related to any of the issues that kind of followed their once they sent their first payment.
Okay, so if I understand then, because as I'm trying to read down through the documentation with it, it appears as if everything's kind of blended together. So what you're saying then is that there has been a reduction on penalties and interest due to this the check that somehow didn't go through, but that even though that check didn't go through when that check was filed, it was still late on the first one.
Correct.
And so that's what that $26.43 is?
Correct. So the first deadline was December
2nd. Okay.
There was the penalty of $26.43, and then they didn't make their first payment until December 17th.
Okay. That clears it up for me then. I'm fine with leaving it as recommended then, understanding that. Okay. And then the third one is on page 170, and it's the Hearst Wood Education Foundation. Anthony, if you could kind of go through that one a little bit. That one was confusing to me.
That one, I required a little bit of background information that I had to do some digging on. Provided a little bit in the memo that I gave, but there's a history here.
And maybe if I could just jump in, because my confusion is that this issue is currently scheduled for a formal hearing before the State Tax Commission. And right. So I'm wondering, you know, with it on here, should we do anything with it, or should we defer it until after the hearing? That's my confusion.
We don't need to, and a part of it is that if you follow the recommendation, I've worked with the attorney, that this would also be contingent upon them settling and dismissing that case. So this would resolve that appeal. So here's the background. So Hearstwood is an entity that the subject property in this case is leased to another entity that qualifies, that they provide educational services. And so in the past, from 2018, they've met the criteria. They received an exemption use and had their taxes and didn't have to pay property taxes. In 2017, the two principals, husband and wife, both fell ill. And a part of it is just from old age. And they were the ones who were responsible for filing with the county. At the end of 2017, the wife passed away. The husband was then hospitalized. And so during the time period for them to file, he was in the hospital. And mid or early-ish 2018, he passes away. And so the entity then went through some organizational restructuring internally, and so they weren't able to file until it was too late and the deadline had passed. And so at that point, they tried to bring it up to the BOE, but the BOE, advised by Bert Harvey, and it might have also been from Paul Jones, is that the BOE didn't have jurisdiction because it was past the deadline. And so the BOE denied the application. They appealed it to the State Tax Board, and now we're just kind of waiting for that formal hearing. But because of the nature of this, filed a green folder. And I think this is the more appropriate route. to handle it, because their argument is one of more best human interest, and saying that, look, you know, in our situation, this normally would never happen, but we had both principals that would normally file incapacitate or pass away. And so we weren't able to do it. And in the following year, they qualified again, 2019, and their application is actually on for this, the 2020 year, this Thursday. And so my recommendation was to accept their settlement offer of $10,000, finding that it's in the best human interest and the interest of the city and the county to abate the remaining taxes and penalties, all subject to them also dismissing that state tax commission hearing. Does that answer all your questions?
It does. And so we just leave it on for what it is then, and let it go through the process that we're already involved in then.
Okay.
Those are the only questions I have on this.
Okay. I would entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve the property tax actions as included in number 11 on our published regular agenda, with the notation of the one item, the G. Kevin Jones, that we will abate or refund the $53.39.
Second.
We have a motion and second on regular agenda item number 11. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. That passes 3-0. Okay, we will now move to item number 21.
Commissioners, this is Denine Jackson from the Clerk Auditor's Office. So this is a resolution transferring funds between departments for the purpose of remodeling the lower levels for the extension and records management groups. So I'd be happy to answer any questions you have.
I asked this and we held, and thank you, Denine. There's just a couple of, I just want to point out a couple of things with this, as it's kind of bounced through back and forth with emails. That typically when there's remodels, that the departments put that in their budgets for the year for remodels. And if they want to do something mid-year, we've typically asked them to find that money within their budgets. This one is one in which we're transferring money out of their restricted account, and the restricted account in this case is subject to the county. That's the reason why we have to have this resolution. And with this, I'm not necessarily against doing this, but I want to make sure, because those email conversations we were having, it was alluded to that there was $1 million that was put in for elections, and that was the case, but that went through a budgeting process. So I just want to make sure that there's not a thought that there's more money that is necessarily in there, that because we went through the budgeting process, that's what we have in the budget, and there's not this arbitrary $1 million sitting out there somewhere.
That's understood.
Hopefully I said that right, Denine.
Yeah, that's correct, and that's understood.
I agree with that. That's a this is a unique situation that we've been working on for quite some time to free up some openings in our building, which last year felt like overcapacity. This year, with social distancing, it's not feeling that way at the moment. Maybe we're going to be able to find some better options, but I think this is a unique opportunity with the extension having moved out to get this remodel taken care of and build a better capacity in our existing buildings. I think it makes sense all around. So I do support this, but I also agree with you, Commissioner Lee. There's no additional funding available in there.
And I also want to point out too that I recognize and realize that, you know, after we went through the budgeting process, there was also a transfer of duties and obligations when it came to the records management area into the clerk auditor's office. And so, you know, there was some ambiguity that was going on at the same time there. And that's why I can support this one for now. I just wanted to make sure it was clarified.
Agreed, okay. And a good point.
Okay, I would entertain a motion on this item.
I'll move that we approve regular agenda item number 21.
Second.
Motion and a second to approve item number 21. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. That passes 3-0. I believe that is everything that we have held for discussion. And now to discuss our closed meetings. I'm trying to recall which ones we need here. There's no, I think we've got multiple emails here that are going.
This is Dave.
Does anyone have this list? Yes, Dave, go ahead.
We did not need number 35, unless Richard does. We needed to have 33, 34, and 36.
And I don't have any need for 35.
Just Rob Moore, I think that's correct. Just 33, 34, and 36.
Okay, I can address those then. I will move that we strike regular agenda item number 35.
Second.
We have a motion and second to strike item 35. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That passes 3-0.
I'll move that we approve and set a date, time, and location for the closed meetings as described in regular agenda items numbers 33, 34, and 36 for today's date, immediately following the completion of the regular agenda.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to set the closed meetings as described. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. That passes 3-0. We have no work session scheduled for today. Now I'll open up to see if we have any public comments.
So my name is Clay Peck. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think I'm on the agenda. I think it was 32 for Peck Rock and Product. Is that still an open agenda item?
That
would
approved.
Have been approved.
Okay, so that was already approved.
Yes, by not holding it for discussion, that meant it was approved on our consent agenda.
Okay, so I guess I didn't know if I needed to speak on our behalf, but it sounds like it went through for us to receive our refund. Am I understanding that correctly?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
The line is still open for public comment. Okay.
This is Julie Blaney, and I'm really concerned about the upcoming vote. I've been hearing from a lot of people that are concerned because the vote app is not working on their phones, and I'm asking for you to comment on what is the plan for the people who are unable to use a smartphone to vote.
In what election, Julie? The county doesn't
any election. In the caucus starting tomorrow.
Right. So we don't have any authority over that. That would be through the county party.
Well, no, it's our clerk auditor that's providing the app. It is provided by the county, and our clerk auditor, Amelia Powers, is directing that to use an app called Vote. I just wonder what the alternative is for the people that are unable to load that app and navigate through that app.
Julie, this is Commissioner Lee. I have been trying to work through it. I mean, I'm one of those that cannot load that app on my phone, and we're trying to find alternative ways to do that. And so I did talk with Josh and Amelia about how that would work. It's concerning to me just that I just want to make sure that everyone has an opportunity to vote as much as possible.
Well, so do I, and I'm very concerned about it, and I feel that at least half of the people will be disenfranchised if we limit it to using this app that's not approved. I knew that it's not really your decision as commissioners, but I feel like it needs to be on record that it looks to me like it's going to be a disaster.
Commissioners, this is Josh Daniels from the Clerk Auditor's Office. I could maybe provide a little bit of insight. The app that's being referenced, the Votes app, is provided by a vendor, you know, the company Votes, the same name as the app. Yes, the Utah County Elections Office uses that same vendor for our overseas and military voters. But the Utah County Republican Party, to our knowledge, has a separate agreement and contract for the Utah County Republican Convention directly with that same company. The Utah County Clerk Auditor's Office or the Utah County Elections Office is not, it's not an app that we own. Our county's not providing the app to the County Republican Party. That's through a separate agreement that the Utah County Republican Party has directly with that vendor.
Yeah, I understand that, Josh. I just, this is such a unique time when we can't meet or go to any kind of a polling place, and it seems to me there should be some method set up where people could pick up a ballot and drop it in or some other method to get their vote.
Okay, thank you for that comment. Again, I do want to point out that those relate to the Republican Party, not to the county.
Correct.
And so, but thank you for that comment.
Thank you.
Any other public comments? Okay, seeing none, we will now close the public line and move into our closed meeting.
We're back on open meeting. Well, once you do it.
Okay, welcome back to County Commission meeting. We have a couple of tabled agenda items.
Okay, sorry, I'm trying to get my, we've been talking so long, my computer went dead. Let's see.
I believe the first one, Commissioner Lee, is regular agenda item number 11, which should be removed from the table and approved, is my understanding.
The consent 11, wouldn't it? The Seven Bar Ranch?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh,
okay,
right.
I'll make a motion then that we remove from the table published consent agenda item number 11.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to remove from the table item number 11. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. That passes 3-0.
I'll make a motion that we approve and authorize the signing of the real estate purchase agreement as stated in consent agenda item number 11.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve consent item number 11. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That passes 3-0.
I'll make a motion that we untable item. I can't remember which one it is now that we tabled.
Consent 14. Consent 14.
Consent item number 14.
Consent agenda. Yeah, there it is. Okay, thank you. That we untable consent agenda item number 14.
Second.
We have a motion and second to take item 14 off the table. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that passes 3-0.
And I make a motion that we strike the same item 14 on a published consent agenda item for further discussion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to strike item 14. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. I think Nathan said voted.
Yeah, did you get me? Sorry, yeah, aye.
Okay. And then there's one more.
Regular 23.
23.
It's the finance manager one.
Yep.
I'll move that we remove from the table regular agenda item number 23.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second to remove regular agenda item number 23 from the table. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That passes 3-0.
I'll move that we approve regular agenda item number 23.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve item number 23. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. That passes 3-0. Final motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, gentlemen.